In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. How well do we love? And how do we know we love well? In the Gospel reading, Jesus is being asked a variation of this question, but it is asked in light of Jewish law. And Jesus replies that there are two great commandments, two great laws. We shall love our God with all our heart, and with all of our soul, and with all of our mind, and we shall love our neighbors as ourselves. On these two commandments hang everything. These two great commandments that Jesus is quoting come from the Shema when he quotes Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, that says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your might." And Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, which Jesus paraphrases and says, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Everything we do, Jesus says, needs to stem first and foremost out of love for God. And from this heart, this soul, this love, should come our love for God, ourselves, our neighbors. Because if we're in love with God, and this love vibrates from our whole being, then we can rightly love our neighbors as ourselves. So when Jesus asked the Pharisees about who is the Messiah, whose son is the Messiah, and the Pharisees reply, "But of course the Messiah is David's son," perhaps the Pharisees are getting a little nervous, wondering where Jesus is going with his questions. And they should be nervous, because Jesus' reply leaves the Pharisees unable to respond, and Jesus' response made them afraid to even ask him another question. Because Jesus' response changed who the Messiah is and what the Messiah is meant to do. Jesus was shifting the Messiah towards the Messiah as the Son of God. And wasn't it God himself who announced at Jesus' baptism that Jesus was his beloved Son? And again at Jesus' transfiguration? It is God's unique Son who has the authority to carry out a new and unique messianic ministry. The Pharisees, they had this narrow view of who and what the Messiah was supposed to be. For them, the Messiah was meant to be a conquering hero like David, who with God's help would destroy Israel's enemies. Jesus' answer to their question shows Jesus' understanding of the role of the Messiah. The Messiah is to be something more, something better. A leader who, through words and actions, communicates God's love to the lost, the weary, those who weep, the hungry, the poor, the sick. The Messiah is to show God's love, God's inbreaking kingdom, and that Jesus, the Messiah, is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets and the bringer of the new covenant. Jesus had entered Jerusalem to a triumphal cry, being hailed as the Son of David, the Messiah. But the moods of the crowds are shifting, because the Messiah Jesus is, the Messiah that Jesus is modeling, is not the kind of Messiah they are hoping for. They want their Messiah to overthrow the Romans in a show of might. And Jesus is saying that he is the fulfillment of these two great commandments. He is the Messiah, the new covenant, who came to bring us into the kingdom of God and fullness of life. And this new covenant requires us to love one another as Jesus loves us. The Messiah does not lead with the sword, but with loving kindness. How well do we love? And how do we know we love well? I see love here at St. Michael's and the care you have for one another. How, if you haven't seen someone recently, you all inquire about if they're okay. You all take the time to ask each other how your week has been and listen attentively to one another. You pray regularly for each other, organize meal trees, and in one way or another, all of you find time to volunteer your talents. I see the easy banter of years of friendship, the easy laughter and pure enjoyment of each other's company. I see the worry when one of you fall ill, genuine care and concern, loving kindness for one another. And I see you take this loving kindness out into the world through donations, through the labor of your own hands alongside others working to benefit someone else. From hammers to food to baskets filled with items for foster children. We are called to believe in Jesus and to keep his commandments. Jesus taught us the summary of the law and gave us the new commandment. We are to love God with our entire being, and we are to love others as though they too are part of our entire being. Because the new commandment requires us to love one another as Christ loves us. And Christ loved us and loves us with all that he is, was, and will be in his coming again. Let us be fearless in our loving kindness, be a blessing to all whom we meet, and may the grace and blessing of Jesus Christ be upon us all. Amen.